is a witness. And I want to give you some reasons to believe this morning. I believe that before that God ever hung the stars in the sky and the planets, why, he made a covenant with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for salvation for them that would believe upon his name. And God promised that he would save them that Christ died for. He died for them that believe upon his name. I want you to know that. You have no reason not to believe upon his name. You might have a reason to doubt yourself, but what is your reason to doubt the Lord Jesus Christ? There's no reason for it this morning. I want you to know as you travel through this land, you can go 5 miles in any direction, Artie, that you don't see a church. And why is it there? Why is it there? Because God lives. And Jesus, his Son, is at his right hand making intercession for his children.
Yes, sir, Brother Ronnie. Helping God.
Who was Jesus? Who was Jesus? He wasn't a ruler. He wasn't a ruler. He wasn't a warrior.
No.
He came preaching the gospel.
That's right.
And that's exactly what we're doing here today, is trying to preach the gospel of the Son of God. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe upon him would not perish, but have everlasting life.
Helping God, we pray, Heavenly Father.
What is the reason for your doubt? Has God not blessed you? He's blessed you beyond measure. If just to be here this morning is a great blessing of God, blessed are they that hear the joyful sound.
Yeah, buddy.
Blessed are those that have the gospel preached unto them. But more blessed are those that believe the gospel. And now the disciples, he worked many miracles before him. He said, "You have seen and you believe." But he said, "More blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe."
Amen.
No man can rule over the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's many that they've been put to death for preaching the gospel. But the gospel goes on. They've done everything they know to do. And they're still at it.
Yeah.
The workers of Satan, they're still at it. Trying to hush the mouth of those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But still we preach Jesus to be the way, the truth, and the life. And you know, I read the end of the story. We win, brother. We win. We will of the Spirit. We will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. If we sow to the flesh, of the flesh we'll reap corruption. Don't you want to be a winner? You can only be a winner with Jesus. Because he has all power in heaven and in earth. And he holds you responsible for the decisions that you make. And like the brother was saying, I believe there's people that's predestinated. I look at it like this. God sent his Son down here to die upon an old rugged cross. And he didn't send him for nothing, brother.
No,
there shall be a number that no man can number, that I shall go to heaven through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. But he didn't exclude one. That predestination doesn't exclude one person. God is not willing that any should be lost, but all should come unto repentance and live. There shall be a number that no man can number that will bow down and call upon the name of the Lord. There stands the cross, free to every man and woman that walks upon the face of the earth. But God has declared it'll not be neglected.
That's That's right.
It'll not be neglected. There shall be a number that no man can number.
That's exactly right.
Now, I never found in God's word where he predestinated one to hell. No matter what they've done, he said all manner of sin would be forgiven.
Except for one.
Blaspheming against the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. Whichever you want to call it, it's
a comforter.
It's a comforter. It's many things, isn't it?
Yep.
The Holy Spirit of God. How do you do that? Just tell him no. You despise the Spirit of God and go on in sin and go down to the region of the lost. Oh, how awful it would be if one that is present here today, hearing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ preached, if they should go down to that awful place. They're going over the prayers of the Lord Jesus Christ that he prayed there in the garden. He said, Father, I pray for them that thou hast given me. I pray not only for them, but all that shall believe upon me through their word. And the word is still going out. Jesus saves! Jesus saves! Jesus saves!
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
He's still in the saving business.
Yes,
he's still...